WSHF 567 monitoring.
USOC 793 monitoring. That station out there, they ain't making it through the repeaters. It's diesel noise. Sometime later, have yourself rest a good day, is what I meant there. WSOC 793, and I'm monitoring.
Roger, 793, you have a good day as well. And I just wanted to note, I think there might be something, I don't know if it's a link between their repeaters or maybe another repeater, but when it cuts out, sometimes I'm actually getting a tone, so it sounds like you're not very good squelch again, so it's like literally cutting in and out, so I'm getting like multiple repeater returns on there. So just looking at WSUP257, clear and monitor.
Yeah, Roger, Dad. Well, I appreciate it. Appreciate you letting me know. Like I said, I haven't done anything over. I haven't moved an understood with anything, so it might be atmospheric. So no big deal. But you're sounding good. All right, talk to you later, my friend. WSOZ 793 again, and I'm monitoring.
WSBU 202. Good morning to all.
Good morning to you as well, 202, WSHE 357.
WSHE 357, good morning.
Hope everybody has a great day, a good holiday. WSCU 202, and we're back monitoring.
WSFF 330, mobile monitoring. Good morning, Kurt. 330,
WSFZ 793. How you doing today, Dave? Hopefully you're going to enjoy the sunny day while we got it anyway.
Yeah, sunny, but still cool. That big breeze coming through the windows giving me a little bit of a chill, but if you drink enough coffee, it'll take the chill off there. But, yeah, doing all right today. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, not too bad. Got to run to the shop, grab some tools to help a neighbor out. Never ending, you know. But other than that, just hoping to enjoy the day.
Yeah, right to that. Well, do the right thing. That's what I always say, you know, help the neighbor out and, you know, that's all right. How was your holidays?
Yeah, so far, it's been quiet. We got dinner tonight, family. And then get some yard work done, hopefully. And then take a little break tomorrow before I start the wonderful work week again.
Yeah, Roger on that. Where you at?
Right now I'm just kind of Hoover, heading to the freeway. Then I'll be in Grosse Pointe before I know it.
Yeah, okay. What repeater are you on?
Come on, Clemens.
All right, he did a hell of a job on it, didn't he? Uh-oh.
Sorry about that, got a phone call.
All right, you still on the phone?
I'm off the phone right now.
Yeah, you said you're on Mount Clemens. I said you did a hell of a job on it, didn't he?
Yes, he did. I get it weak by work, and I can switch over to 625, but once I get within range, I switch it back over now.
Well, now it's my permanent. Now that it works good and everything, I'm back on it. I got off of 625. I don't have to deal with that diesel noise in there behind me. I'm not sure if I told you yesterday. I guess I was asked to put the word out, but in case you're in, just in case, They unlinked some repeaters up north, the Saginaw, the Mayville, and the Flint is all unlinked now. I think Detroit, Mount Clemens, and possibly Bay City still linked up, but I guess some stuff went down the other night. I wasn't out here, and the guys up there that run them repeaters shut them down. They're okay.
Yeah, copy that. You know, I knew eventually it was going to come unless they change the rules. You know, I get it.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I kind of had the feeling too, as much as I didn't want it to happen. A while back, I started getting that feeling because things just started happening. But what thing you do, you can't changing the. I don't know who I was talking to yesterday, but I was saying, people were saying, you know, since they dropped the license fee down to $35 and all this other stuff, now anybody can get it and these and that. I don't think that has anything to do with anything. Anybody can get, even an unlicensed person or whatever, can get a hold of a repeater accessible DMRS and just screw around. So license fees, you know, I don't think has anything to do with anything. You're just going to get the idiots out here. That's all there is. They're okay.
No, I copy that, but that's like anything, though. I mean, you know, you can get a radio, you can get it on any band you want and be a moron and not be licensed. I think with the linking, I know there are a lot, you know, the hams are still allowed to. I don't know if they want to keep it just the hands, not GRMS. Yeah. It's all federal regulations sometimes don't make sense.
The same thing can happen up there in that band, too. I mean, you get somebody gets a hold of a handy talkie and, you know, and they don't have no license, they don't even know what the thing is, but they know they squeeze and start talking, and somebody hears them, then they're going to start. It doesn't matter, license or no license, you're just going to get people out there. That's just the way it is. It's bad that the only recourse is to shut the repeater down on them. You know, I mean, that's the only recourse I would see if I was a repeater runner, too, but you're also shutting the repeater down on people who really, you know, enjoy using it, who do right by it. So it's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't situation there, Roger.
I know, Roger that. You know, like I said, I mean, I've gotten a lot of requests for my repeater, and, you know, I'm approving them. It's there for people to use. I hope not to run into that issue. That I have to worry about shutting it down or changing the frequency or anything like that. But I get it. I completely understand it.
WSHH 568, mind if I join?
Hang on a second, 566.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say real quick, if I let 566 get in there too, that it doesn't matter if it's a linked or unlinked repeater. If, you know, somebody gets a hold of one and they could be the kind of person that doesn't care and wants it, likes to disrupt things. And if they know they're doing it, then they're going to sit out there and do it. And, you know, that's the way it is. I mean, it sucks because I can't talk to none of my people. A lot of my people that I talk to are out to the west and up to the north or wherever direction all them repeaters are. And I can't talk to none of my friends, frankly, because they're not on. They're not linked. I think they're on, but they're not linked or something. But anyway, yeah, go ahead and get in there if you want.
Thanks. Okay. Roger that. Yeah, as someone newer to GMRS radio in general, I wasn't even aware that there was a system of linked repeaters in the area.
Go ahead and take that one, Kurt.
Sorry, the audio is a little low. I'm in the ditch right now. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, I'm saying as someone newer to GMRS, I wasn't aware there was a system of linked repeaters up until just a few days ago when I heard word that they were being unlinked or taken down.
Yeah, the FCC passed a ruling here a while back that stated that, you know, repeaters can't easily link, I do believe, via phone line or and or internet. A lot of guys pushed it to the end. I think that's ridiculous. I don't see an issue with them being linked, but apparently the FCC...
Yeah, I understand the ruling. From a more newbie perspective, it sort of makes sense to me to keep the radio communications over radio frequency and not have the networks be dependent on another set of infrastructure like internet. From a newbie perspective, I wasn't even aware that they were linked. So maybe that's part of the discoverability system for people that are supposed to be a general service like this.
Yeah, I mean, there are good points, bad points. I mean, you can make pros and cons of either way, linked or unlinked. I mean, the link is nice because you can, you know, definitely talk a longer distance. Mine is unlinked. Mine's more local. So, I mean, yeah, arguments all the way around. I have a feeling FCC is going to change rules later on. They're going to change them whenever they feel like it anyway. But all we can do is take one day at a time, enjoy what we can, and go from there.
Yeah, I hear that. It's unfortunate that people are losing connections to, you know, real friendships and connections to other communities they've made. And hopefully they can keep those connections up and find a new way to connect or be ready for when the regulations change.
Copy. Like I said, originally I got my system all set up and everything, and Dave would tell you, I mean, it's for local emergencies, keeping contact, and enjoyment. It's always nice talking to people and stuff. So, yeah, you sit back, you learn from mistakes, find something new. WSFF330 ID notification.
I'm going to take off. Thanks for chatting with me. WSHA.
WSOZ793ID. Yeah, Tyler, we'll talk to you later, man. I guess you got what you needed to know there. He can answer your question better than I could on that because, you know, he runs a repeater. It's not linked, but, you know, I don't know much about running them or whatever the case may be. But we'll talk to you later. Hey, Kurt, you ever thought about linking yours?
I did. I started doing research on it, and that's about as far as I got. I just haven't had time to look into it. And now with everybody unlinking, I get it, too. But I'm so close that, you know, 625 out of Detroit and 675 out of Mount Clemens, it's just like, when they're all linked, it's like, why bother?
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I totally agree with that up and down the board. But I always wondered, well, not always, but once in a while I wonder if you had a repeater hooked up, what it would take to, if you wanted to link it up into the system, what it would take. I mean, what kind of hoops would you have to jump through there, okay?
From what I've gathered so far, you need the program. You got to have a node, way to access internet through a program. That's just, you know, like I said, I dabbled in it a little bit, and then I haven't had time to get back to it. I know some people hook them up to the, you know, the
the other Zello and stuff like that. But there's a lot to read and learn. And like I said, I'd have to get back to it.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm not sure if I understand, but if I'm doing this right, but Zello and everything, that would be internet-based, wouldn't it?
That is correct. But Zello, you're not actually linking to another repeater. I know it's a gray area, but, you know, I mean, I was able to set it up. I mean, I'd be able to use my phone from Florida to connect to the repeater up here.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I understand that. I get that now, but it's just like I said a million times before, you know, HF, I know all about this. Up here, I don't, but I'd like to learn a little bit. You know, I'm not planning on making a repeater and linking it or doing any of that other crapola. It's just, like, questions on my mind, you know, curiosity, because, you know, I don't understand. You know, there's a lot of stuff I don't know, and that's why I asked. I mean, I know you're just running a single-ended repeater, but, you know, if you planned on, if you maybe thought about linking it, then I figured you had some answers that, you know, I'm not saying, you know, you have every answer, I'm just saying, so you know, what you've told me so far is pretty informative. I just, you know, I just want to know about the stuff, you know, so I, what do you say, get it under your belt there, okay?
Oh, no, I copy that 100%, because that's me. I mean, I'm going to learn everything that I can about something. I love to get into stuff like that. And yes, I mean, I've even thought of, because with issues with my repeater reaching where I want to reach, I have another repeater, you know, and I thought of, oh, maybe I can use the two, and I looked into all that. Started to, anyway, and I'm like, okay, there's a lot to learn here.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that's what I mean, you know, what little I know and what information I pick up, like, from you or Sean or anything, you know, that answers questions. Because I figure, in myself personally, I figure there must be a lot to it, to linking up your repeater. I'm figuring maybe, you know, there's a lot to it. And then I wonder about cost. I mean, that's another thing that I think of too, is cost. I mean, I know it costs to maintain, you know, to keep them running and maintain them. I mean, you're going to have stuff break down now and then or whatever the case, but I wonder if there's any monetary benefit from it or anything like that, monetary, I meant, benefit from it or anything there, Roger.
Oh, no, I copy that. And I know there are repeaters out there that, you know, they charge memberships and whatnot. I don't do it for monetary. I do it for, basically, for me, it's, again, like you said, you know, it's a learning curve. I'm learning something new. I'm able to do something else. I want a system that works for people near me or around me. That's the only reason I do it, and that's why I'm always experimenting, trying new things.
Yeah, Roger, that's one of the cool things, that's one of the things I think is cool about, like, you know, even though it's single-ended, you take the time, so, you know, when you have the time and everything, you want to experiment, try to make it a little better, and trial and error, and learn as you go, because, you know, all you have to do is just a little bit more, let's say, per se. And you'd be able to hit it from your work, you know. If you do, how am I saying this? If you screw around with it and you get it to work better, and you hit it better from where you work at, you actually able to come and clean everything. Then that's a good thing, because that's quite a jog there. Okay.
Copy that. Like I said, you know, for the resources I have and the ability to get my antenna off, you know, I don't have a 100-foot tower. So yeah, I mean, it's always a work in progress, as I tell people. All I can, I'm hoping the only way I can go now is better, and not backwards.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, like, you know, people out here, including me, have told Sean, you know, that we appreciate him, you know, linking the repeaters and allowing us access to, you know, whatever the case may be able to talk up the state and back down, whatever, regardless of what's going on right now, that's irrelevant right now. But also, I appreciate people like you who put up a repeater, even if it's not linked, but, you know, I'm allowed access to it. You know, I appreciate that, too. You know, that's appreciated by me, too, because, like, if my buddy 902 or somebody comes out here, and I figure we're going to sit and have a good rag too, I like to take it to a private repeater I just call them private, you know what I mean. I take them up there, that way, you know, can rag to without tying up the network there, Roger.
No, Roger, that I copy it. Like I said, that's why I got mine. I got mine now, but I'm at currently. Yeah, we're getting there.
Alright, yeah, that's what I say. See, like I said, my friend 902, he's in Sterling Heights, I believe Sterling Heights. He can't hit your repeater, he's on a handheld, and he can't really hit, he can open your repeater, but he can't. I think he can open it, but he can't hit it, you know. But Troy, he hits really good. This was before Mount Clemens was repaired. And the only way I could talk to him, the only one he can hit is Mount Clemens, and it was just, you know, it was hard talking to him because Mount Clemens was malfunctioning. So we'd go up to Troy and talk. But now, if, you know, me and him going to rag you, we know we're going to be talking about something, you know, a specific subject. We're going to be rag you, and then we roll up there. But I like your repeater. Anybody, if I talk to somebody that can access your repeater, I go over to your repeater. Because it's clean and it sounds good. The people that I talk to on your repeater sound really good on it. There, you know, you're doing a good job on it. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's nice. It works good. And the stuff to me, at least me, I appreciate things like that. Okay. Anyway, I think you're rolling out of the zone, so I think you're starting to. Hit the outer fringes there. Hey, let me put it on you later, Kurt. I didn't mean to get in here and get all long-winded stuff, and I'm going to go ahead and monitor and go find me some more coffee. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, hopefully. If not, you have yourself a good day. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring. 793, Dave. This is WSDJ 347. Good morning, 347. What's up? Well, I heard you guys talking about the repeaters getting shut down. When did they do this? I believe it was the night before last night. From what I understand, what I was told by Sean, I don't know, some people or person or people were getting out there and playing sirens and doing all, acting like the fools. And the guys that run up the repeaters up there, Saginaw, Mayville, and Flint, I believe are shut down or unlinked. And he told me that he thinks Bay City's still open. But I wasn't out here when it happened, but I talked to my friend 902 yesterday. He told me he was out here when it was going down. I must have been in bed, but I guess some people got out here and really started acting idiots. Yeah, that sounds sad. Sounds like the OCBs, how they get all crazy and act stupid. This is what happens. Yeah, well, you know, it's been a discussion for a while. I don't want that to happen up here. I mean, don't get me wrong, man. I was always worried about something like that happening, but it happened. But some people were saying, you know, since they lowered the price of the license and everything, you don't have to test and all the other crap, you know. But I don't, I believe that in a way, but I don't. I mean, anybody can get a hold of a handy talkie or anything, even if, you know, licensed or not or whatever, and get stupid with it. I mean, it's not really the lowering the price of the license to blame. It's just people who, and then, you know, who knows? These guys that were out here doing this, they could be licensed GMRS people. They just, you know, there's no way to find out there, Roger. Yeah, I copy that. It's pretty sad, though, to get it ruined for everybody. You get to talk to a lot of nice people. People respect each other. Talk right, do it right, and then you get a few of them, and they ruin it for everybody else. Everybody else suffers. My name's Joe, by the way. Yeah, all right, Joe. You have Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Zulu here. 793, First Personal's Dave. I think you already knew that. I'm not sure, but First Personal's Dave. I'm over here in Warren, 11 mile in Hoover there. Go ahead. Yeah, roger that. I'm over here in Shelby Township, over here by 21 mile in Van Dyke area. Yeah, roger that. Yeah, well, it's kind of the same with me. See, a lot of my contacts here on my log, they're all up there. Saginaw, Sheboygan Township, Groveland, what have you. And so I can't even say hello to my people up there, you know. That's the way it is. I mean, I ain't angry about it or anything. I mean, I just tell myself, you know, that's the way it is. That's how it happens. It, you know, you just can't expect it. I'm hoping maybe, you know, time goes by and the repeater runners up there will relax and maybe relink them or something. He says that he don't see that, Sean says he don't see that happening. He's not sure if that's going to happen or what, I mean, something in that area. But I'm kind of hoping as time goes on, you know, they all calm down, relink, and can say hello to my people again. They're okay. Yeah, copy that. So we can't get a hold of Bob no more, Sheboygan County Bob no more? Unfortunately, for the time being, no. Bob or Paige or Greg or anybody, we can't do nothing. Now if I remember, like I said, when Sean talked to me, I was still waking up. My head was a little cloudy. I thought he said they turned them off. You know, he asked me to put the word out, and I called up Chad, 992, and, 993, I get things screwed up. Chad told me that he was keying up the repeater, he was keying it and unkeying it, and it was, you know, he was getting the tail. So I told him, I said, key up, let me see if you come across my radio, no. So they might be turned on, they're just not linked, that's what I'm figuring. So at least the guys that are able to access each of those repeaters can at least talk to each other. But as for Lincoln, I just guess they're unlinked. That's all. They're okay.
I can, Dave, I can clarify.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, Mayville, Saginaw, Sheboygan, and Flint are linked together, and then Detroit, Macomb, and Bay City. I don't know why Bay City is wandered off, because two of the machines in the northern group belong to the same guy as Bay City. Maybe he just wanted one connected up down here. Bay City's a relatively small footprint, little thing, but he's left that one connected up to this group, so Mount Clemens, Detroit, and then if I ever get to Richmond going, it would be here. but right now it's Mount Clemens in Detroit and then Bay City. And then they broke off, and now they're all together still. Mayville, Saginaw, Sheboygan, and Flint are all together, but they didn't want to. They didn't want downstate traffic because they just. It wasn't any one thing, I'm told. I'm told that it was just like that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Every time they hear noise and noisemakers and tomfoolery music or anything like that, they always look and it's always coming out of this area. So they just said, you know what, we're done. So I can't, you know, I can't blame them. You know, is it forever? You know, I don't know. I don't know what their thoughts are on that. And, you know, is there a possibility that we could link them up just like if it was attended and it was being watched over? Could somebody link the two? Because I could click a button right now and link them up, but, you know, they'd be pissed at me, right? So you know, I just sit here and look at it and just say, okay, well, there's two different systems now, and MIA North and MIA Southeast, basically. And, you know, maybe while when fully attended, in case there's any tomfoolery, maybe they'll allow some limited linking. We'll see. I don't know. I'll talk to them. But it was their desire to branch off and do their own little thing, and I have to honor it. It's their machines, right?
Yeah, Joe, you take it.
Yeah, roger that. Thanks for the clarification. Appreciate it. But it's just sad, like I said, that a few bad apples got to ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, it was a joke at first because, you know, every time there was some knucklehead, it would always be coming out of, you know, mostly out of Mount Clemens, out of the Macomb. Almost all the knuckleheads were there. And we get a fair amount out of Detroit, too, but basically it's just amazing how there's a few up there, too. You know, I did, when I was talking to him, I says, yeah, I don't think you're going to get away from it. It's everywhere. Dave, I think you're spot on. You know, it's $35 to get a license, and more than anything, it's $10 to get a radio. That's the real thing. There's no skin in the game. You can literally, and there's some people that don't even care about that. I'll bet you half the noisemakers, they didn't even spend the $35. They just got a $10 radio off Amazon. So, you know, and since they can't talk, they do that. And if people, you know, say, oh, you don't do that, or I'll find you, then that's their conversation. You know, that's them having, it's agitator CB stuff 101. So I know I have no tolerance for that. But it's been pretty good, in my opinion. I think it's been mostly manageable. But I don't know. Maybe with time, we'll see. All right, I don't want to tie it up anymore. I heard you wondering about it. For now, like I said, it's the two down here, and for some reason, Bay City, and then those four up there. You could just think it just split is all that happened. Catch you guys later, WRUU 850. Unless there's any other specific questions, I'm going to get to a few things.
Yeah, all right, Sean. Well, like he said, you know, appreciate you clarifying all that. Because, like, I tried to pass the word like you asked, but I, like I said, my head was in a little bit of a fog, and I wanted to make sure I wasn't putting out any misinformation there. But, yeah, that's what I meant. I meant, you know, like you just said, that's what I was trying to say. They don't have to get a license. All you got to do is get a hold of a radio. And, like, you know, and it's just like you just said, you know, $10 off of Amazon, and they can... You know, who needs a license? If you having fun agitating, then get with it. You know, that's what they do, and it's sad. But for the most part, yeah, it's been good. Hopefully it'll get good again there, and, you know, all this crap. But, you know, you're not never going to get rid of it. You're always going to get clowns out there doing stuff and everything like that. But anyway, very good then, man. Appreciate you jumping in there and straightening it out so I didn't have to get off and over to here. My buddy told me yesterday, 902, that he was out here when it was going down. I didn't know. I must have been in bed or something. I didn't know nothing about it, you know, but he told me he was out here listening to all that junk and everything. Anyway, we'll talk to you in a bit. If I don't talk to you later, Sean, you have yourself a good day, and I'll go find me something to drink here, and ponder my day, WSFZ 793, and I'm going to go find me something to drink.
Yep, thanks, Sean. Thanks, Dave. This is WSDJ 347, Joe. We'll be monitoring.
Hey, Joe, before you go, well, that rhymed, didn't it? Is it, Whiskey Sierra Davis Jr.?
Yes, sir. WSDJ347.
Can you say you're in Richmond?
Shelby Township.
All right, that's right, Shelby Township. Because I'm gonna put you in my log here and do the right thing here. All right, Joe, let me put it on you a little bit. I gotta go for my mouth dry. I gotta go find me something to drink. And I'm glad he got out there and straightened it out. He explained it a lot better than I did. Because like I said, I asked that I put the word out to certain people, but I don't want to put the word out and misquote or, you know, false information stuff. So I was trying to be careful what I said there. But anyway, we'll talk to you in a minute. WSFZ 793, and I'll be out here in a bit.
Copy that. WSDJ 347.
WSFZ 793 back monitoring.
WSFF 330 back monitoring.
Are you back home now, Kurt?
Nope, not yet. Leaving Sam's Club.
Yeah, Roger, where you at?
94 in Little Mac.
Alright. Well, I just let you know you're coming in fantastic. When I last talked to you, when I went to monitor, you were going in and out, breaking a bit and stuff, but you're coming in clean and mean. Now they're okay.
Yeah, I was pulling into a shop at work, and it's just nothing but a, you know, tin can. So yeah, the signal isn't the greatest inside.
Yeah, Roger. I'm not sure. I'm telling you, man, I'm getting Alzheimer's or something, because stuff, I'm starting to forget stuff and everything. Did we ever see if you could hit your repeater from work? I'm not talking about pull in, you know, whatever, but were you able to open it?
90% of the time, no. Even when I got the mini base set up there with the external antenna, I still don't open it. Some weather conditions I can open it, but that's about it. So, still work in progress. I'm hoping to get it up probably another 10 to 12 feet here eventually.
Yeah, Roger that. I hope you don't mind me always asking you questions about it. Stuff like that. Because you're the one I'm basically learning a lot of the stuff from. You know what I mean? Taking in information from, because you actually are an owner of a, you know, of that, and you know what I can, you know, you tell me stuff and I'm taking it in. Yeah, I don't remember if I ever asked you that or if we ever tried that. I know you were able to open it from Maras and I know you're opening it from Maras and 94, and I believe the other side of 94 too. They're just for a little ways there, Roger.
Yeah, Cadieux and Chandler Park is probably about the best I could open it from as far as distance.
Yeah, Roger. Well, given the circumstances and the setup and everything, and you're mobile and on the repeater and everything, that's not too bad. Oh, that's pretty good, but Yeah, I remember that now. I know you got somewhere down by there by Cadu and Chandler or something, and I started really losing out. But I don't think I ever asked if you ever were able to... I don't think I ever asked you if you ever were able to open it up from work there.
Yeah, unfortunately, not yet.
Well, what I understand, from my understanding now, what now little knowledge I have of this stuff, I don't think it'd be outside the realm. I think when you get around to tinkering with it again, whenever that is, I think you should be able to set it up to where you could open it from work. Because you're not that far away from work at Cadu and Chandler Park, right?
No, basically Cadu and Jefferson, you know, not far at all. But I go going north from me, Sherman was opening up. I think he was at, you know, 53 in Clinton River. He was able to open it up that day, so one direction's good, one direction, not so good yet.
Yeah, that's right. I remember I was pretty impressed. I was a little surprised, too, but pretty impressed. Sherman's got a decent mobile in his vehicle, and, you know, then when Sean takes the Mount Clemens repeater, I mean, Sherman can hit the thing from, like, 30-mile road or whatever, even beyond that. You know, and he comes in good and clean and everything, and yeah, that's right. I remember I talked to him off of yours. I don't remember where he was at. He was in Almond or something. He was hitting it pretty good there, okay.
Yeah, copy that. I know one day, listening to Sean, and I'd definitely like to pick his brain and see what, you know, improvements I could do, because he definitely knows a whole hell of a lot more than I do. Oops, sorry about the swearing.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're going to find you 10 grand and throw you in jail for saying hell. There's a lot worse words you could use on it, you know. Not an excuse, I'm just saying, you know. Sometimes we slip, man. If I slip, I just say, sorry, FCC. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Because, you know, a lot of people, when they slip out here, it's usually the S word. I don't think I've heard anybody throw a bomb out here yet, but, you know, it happens, man. Sometimes it just slips there, okay?
I copy that. And I think about it, I always, you know, think back to George Carlin, seven bad words you can't say on TV.
That was funny. The seven bad words you can't say on TV are beep, 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 and beep.
Yeah, that was always good. Nowadays, it's probably three.
It's come a long way. There's probably less than three. I think the only words you can't use on that I don't hear really on even on TV shows now is the female vagina and, I mean, the female, yeah, the word for the female vagina and the word for the male, you know. That's about it. No, in fact, I think the male one's been used before. TV, as you know, as these years have gone by, man, more and more, getting away more and more, you know, half-nakedness on TV, and everything is sex now, and, you know, it all started with them Golden Girls there, okay?
Yeah, I can copy that. Yeah, they just keep, you know, letting things go, and then we wonder some days why our society as we know it is screwed up.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know how old you are, if you're around my age, if you remember All in the Family, that was the controversial show that dealt with racism and stuff, or I don't know what word it is to say, but that's when, you know, races, you know, black and white and everything became controversial with that show. But then the Golden Girls, I believe the Golden Girls is what started with, you know, all the sexual overtones and everything. You know, and I'm not a prude, don't get me wrong, but I used to think to myself, you got three old women there, you know, the old women, you know, up in their 80s and stuff, and all they can talk about, every other word is something to do with sex, or Blanche takes three guys to bed at one time and all this other junk. You know, I'm thinking, where's this going? Not only that, I think about kids, man. I think, you know, kids watch this stuff, and, you know, I'm not complaining, mind you. I'm not tossing the bus or anything. I'm just saying that's how it all started, though. Nowadays, man, you turn on any TV channel, probably see a woman standing there with a what do you call them, thongs on and everything, and it's okay.
No, I copy that. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. That's why I really don't watch a lot of TV anymore. But anyways, hey, I had to cut it. Pulling up to the house, I got a bunch of work to do. I'll try to get out later. We'll talk to you later. If not, have a wonderful day. This is WSFF330. I'm clear on your final.
Yeah, all right, Kurt. Very good. Very fine business. No, I just wanted to say I'm not trying to come off as a prude or anything, but, you know, it started with that, and like I said today, man, it's all wide open, so you know how it is. But anyway, you know, have a good day out there, sounding good. You're still sounding good through the report, you're home, so I guess that would be why. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, my friend. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
WSEU 202 to base. Hey, wasn't there a 2-foot level in the truck?
Yeah, I
thought so. I can't find it along the back where the tool bags are at. You got any other suggestions?
WSIJ 839 monitoring. WSIJ 839 monitoring.
WSFZ 793 monitoring. WSFP 902 from WSFZ 793, you around? No contact, 902, crank, WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
WSIJ 839, monitoring. Sorry, that's WSIJ 839. WSIJ 839 monitoring.
WSIJ 73 back monitoring.
WSHR 566 to WSPU 844.
WSIC 866 monitoring.
WRC.
WSIC 866 monitoring.
WSIJ 839, monitoring.
WROK 973, monitoring.
Station 973, WIUT 48, copy. WIUG 48. What is your location?
I'm in Troy at Square Lake and Adams.
Roger, you're sounding good. Are you on the walkie-talkie?
Yes. Go 83.
On the HD? Radio sound good, but you're cutting off a little bit. Roger.
Yeah, I am moving.
I didn't get none of that. I got the mobile station. I'm on that DB20G with a 2x4. Roger.
Copy that. I'm using Nagoya 771.
Yeah, that's 771G. It's a good antenna, but if you're moving a little bit, stick that antenna out a little bit, you know, from the window, you should do it good, and hold your handheld straight. No, it came strong, but it was cutting off.
Yeah, I seem to be receiving a response to the service, the antenna, my location, or the fact I'm on HD.
See, you're not too far from me because I'm on 59. I'm on 59 and Crooks Road, so you're cutting off a little bit, so maybe that's why, because I know you're driving, no problem, but if you get that antenna outside and hold it straight up in the air, you'll be okay. That Nagoya 771G is a good antenna. Now you sound very, very good. Couple of cracklings, which is no problem because you're driving. Roger.
I copy that. I'm moving the antenna outside. The cat might have something to do with interference to block my signal, but I'm moving the antenna outside. Seems to be a little better.
You're coming clear, sounding good. Also, a couple of cracklings. I wouldn't worry about too much about the couple of cracklings. But you're doing good. Anyhow, good talking to you. My name is Jack. If you need any help on the antenna or radio, let me know. I'll help you out as much as I know, as much as I can. You take care and have a good day. Have a good holiday, by the way. Memorial Day. WIUG 48. Yes, Dave. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to know how this handheld sounds.
Sound good. That's a couple of fade outs and no problem, you know what I mean? But you're sounding good.
Yeah, Roger that. I appreciate it. Yeah, you sound good too yourself. You got a little bit of crackling, but you sound good. Modulation's nice and loud. I don't know how you get them radios so loud. You're loud. You're probably, you're well enough, they call it deviation, but you're louder than most anybody out here, so. But I wanted to say hello. I wanted to see how this handheld was working. And, you know, stuff like that, they're okay.
Dave, you're sounding very good now. Stay where you're at. Now you sound good. But next time, too, that is because I'm on the DB20, medium watt. That's what you got to keep it on, medium watt. Because that's all the repeaters are. They're only 50 watt repeaters. That's all they are. So keep it on medium all the time. I got that 2x4. That's why. It's a little bit expensive antenna, but it does a good job. It's about $80 antenna. All right, Dave. Good talking to you. Have a good holiday. Memorial Day. WIUG 38.
Yeah, right, Jack. Appreciate it. It's always good talking to you. You know that, like I said, I just want to get in there and say hello to you real quick. And the old handheld that I started out with, I don't know, it was staring at me, and I figured, well, I'll tee it up and let it run a little bit. Anyway, you're sounding good. Take care, my friend, and have yourself a good rest of the holiday out there. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
Dave, always good to hear you out there anyhow. You take care and have a good day.
Roger, Roger.
WSTI 847 WIUG 48 copy. One more time. WSTI 847 WIUG 48 copy. WIUG 48 clear.
Thank you.
WSHR 566 to WFSZ 793.
WSB VA 69 broadcasting from Lake St. Clair.
WSB 793 back, listening.
WSN 793, this is WSHR 566. How you doing, Dave?
This is WSB VA 69 monitoring from Lake St. Clair.
Yeah, that news 566. Kevin, my friend, what's happening?
Not much. This radio's real quiet now. The only one I got to talk to now is you.
Yeah, Roger, Dad, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but the repeaters up north, the Mayville, Saginaw, and Flint have been unhooked from these repeaters down here. I think Bay City's still connected to us, but the repeaters up there have been unhooked from the repeaters down here. They're Roger.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, you told me that the other day because I think 860 was having trouble with something with on the radios. You said, was it Friday night or Saturday morning?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what he said something to me about. I didn't get it. I mean, I wasn't out here. I had it on all day, but my buddy 902 said he was out here when it went down. He said it was around midnight or something, and I told him I was in bed. But, 850 said that, you know, there's guys up there that run the repeaters up there. He could turn them on if he wanted to, but they'd probably get mad at him if he didn't. Because I guess they had enough. Whatever clownage was coming, supposedly, don't quote me, because from what I understand what Sean told me, the clownage that was happening was coming from one of the repeaters down here. And the guys up there, the repeater operators up there, get sick of it, and they just disconnected their repeaters from the ones down here.
Yeah, that's a burner. That's a shame, because there's just because of one guy, you know, they got to shut the thing off. I understand it's theirs, and they got to do what they got to do, but it's like, come on, man. You know, it's got to, I mean, I understand what's going on, but it's like, you know, come on.
You know, I feel the same way. We were talking about it earlier. A couple people I talked to about it. I feel the same way, but the thing is, it is what it is. They had no alternative, you know, I guess, or something. I guess that's the only alternative. But, you know, because that does mess it up for other people who you know, talk out here and you know, follow the rules and do everything. But it just happens. I'm not blaming the repeater operators or nothing. I'm just saying, you know, it sucks that some people got to get out here and act like fools and, you know, have this happen there, Roger.
Oh, no, I totally agree with you. No, it's not their fault. No, no, I'm not criticizing them at all. It's just, you know, actually, and I hate to say this, but they're actually kind of giving in to them because whoever's doing the trouble on there, they got what they wanted. So they shut off the repeaters.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, then on top of it, too, it's kind of hard for some people to talk to each other when you got the guy constant, guy or person's constantly keying down, acting stupid. Some people can get over them. Some people can't. You know, it all depends on your signal strength into the repeater.
But no, I didn't say you were criticizing them. I didn't mean to imply that. I'm just saying, you know, that's their only recourse is to, you know, you shut the repeater off. I mean, in the case like down here or something, you shut the repeater off, hopefully the guy realizes it and goes away or whatever. You turn the repeaters back on, and when they test and they realize the repeaters are back on, they start going back into their crap. I guess the boys up there had enough of that.
Yeah, it's too bad there was a way to trace them. I mean, I know the FCC can do stuff. You know, the government, they can do stuff we probably don't know. It's too bad there was a way that they couldn't report them or get them, you know?
Yeah, Roger that. Well, you know, I was talking to some people earlier. You hear some people complain about, you know, they lowered the price of the license and... You know, all you got to do is fill out some forms and get them and stuff, you know. It makes it easier for everybody to get them. No, that's not the case. I don't find that to be the case. I mean, you can get GMRS radios on that. Like Sean pointed out that you can get anybody can get GMRS radios off of Amazon and stuff. And, you know, you don't even know if these guys out here have a license or not, you know, the ones that are acting stupid. You don't know if they're licensed, you know, and everybody can get a hold of a GMRS radio, and if they're agitators, you know, they're going to get out there and screw around.
Oh, yeah, Roger, Dad, I agree with you, yep. I remember a long time ago when the CBs were big, you'd get guys on there that would cuss and they would do a bunch of dumb stuff on there where the guys couldn't talk.
Yeah, well, Roger, that. Well, in my area here, it's the same thing. It's still the same thing on CB. I quit talking on CB, I think, like 2004, somewhere in there. But for the past few years, I have a receiver on my table, a communications receiver, you know, and the CB band's in the shortwave range band. That's what the communications receiver covers. And for the longest time, I was monitoring channel 19 on the CB, but for the past, for the past month now or so, I don't even turn it on anymore. It's just stupid, man. I'm tired of listening to it. So I haven't even turned it on in the past almost about a month now. I haven't turned it on, Roger.
Oh, yeah, copy that. No, I don't blame you. And this is one reason why I did this is Sherman told me about it. He says, hey, Kevin, he says, I don't know if you know it or not, but he says, I got into it. He says, it's called a GMR star radio. I says, I got a bail thing, and he says, it's fun, you know, talking to different people around and whatever. I said, well, is it like a walkie-talkie? He says, I'm not a walkie. He says, well, he says, kind of, but it's not. He says, you have to get a license for it. And he told me about it, and I bought my radio. I love it, but like I said, now I can only talk to you, but I don't know. Maybe something will change. We don't know.
Yeah, Roger, that's for sure. WSSZ793ID. Yeah, well, that's what I was saying, too, earlier. I was saying maybe. I can't speak for them fellas out there, and I don't want to. You know, I'm not trying to make it sound like I'm speaking for them, but, you know, I was telling... So whoever, I forget sometimes who I talk to. I talk to so many people out here, but I was telling them maybe, hopefully, you know, a couple of days pass, everything cools down, you know, and maybe they'll kick them back on again. Because you and a couple other people, about the only people I can talk to, too, because most of my contacts on here are all up there, all from up there, Sherman and everybody, and Sherman and Chad and the rest of them, and, Sheboygan, just Bob and everything. I can't talk to them anymore, so. But it is what it is. Like I said, maybe, hopefully, a couple days go by, you know, cool heads, whatever the hell that word is I was looking for. But maybe they'll turn them back on. Maybe not.
Yeah, like you said, maybe things will calm down and maybe they'll try it again and see what happens. You never know. But it is what it is. At least I have somebody to talk to. I just got done cutting the grass and weed whipping and all that, so I figured I'd try to get on the radio, see if you were out there to talk to you for a little bit.
Yeah, I've been out here most of the day since this morning. I tore down I was on the bench here. I tore down this clock radio and was working on it, and it's a Sony, and it's a real bear to get apart, and it's a bear to work on, and so I've just been doing some work to it, monitoring. I talked to a couple people today and stuff, and you know, the subject was the same thing, you know, the repeaters being off up there, but to me, it's just the radio, you know, at least I have somebody to talk to, like you and 902 and a few others. It's all right, you know, but I'm not fretting about it. I mean, you know, like I said, maybe they'll turn them back on, but from what Sean has said, man, they're pretty angry about, and I guess they said it's coming from down here, so I don't know, you know, I can't tell you. I wasn't even out there when it was going.
Yeah, it is. So you just got to sit back. Like I said, at least we can talk to each other, so. The only way we'll be able to get a hold of Sherman now is either text him or call him.
Well, I was out there yesterday morning, and, you know, I was doing my thing, waking up, drinking my coffee, and, you know, 6 o'clock rolled around, and I'm thinking, or something like that, and I'm thinking, wow, man, it's dead out here. Usually there's somebody out here talking. And then I called for my friend 902, see if he was up. He wasn't up, and then I said, man, I said, I threw my call letters in, I said, man, it's dead out here. And Sean got out there, and he said, well, since you seem like you're the only one out here, I'll tell you what's happening, you know, and you can put the word out or something. And he told me, you know, he said the repeaters up there are all shut down, and, you know, I'm like, well, what happened? And he said, well, some clowns were out there playing sirens and doing stuff like that and everything. The guys up there that run them up there got pissed unhooked them from our system there, Roger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I copy that. Always takes a couple clowns, doesn't it?
Yeah, I kind of half feared and half knew it was going to happen. You know, it doesn't matter where we're at. Even if you're on 2 meter, you know, even if you're on the hand band, some idiot's who doesn't have a license or anything is going to get a hold of a radio and, you know, start screwing around. I mean, it just happens. It sucks. And, you know, obviously if they don't have a license, then they can't be tracked down anyway. So they're just going to, and like Sean said, you know, you get these radios for 10, 12 bucks off of Amazon, you know, repeater ready practically. And, you know, so that, you know, and no, you don't have to prove any, you don't have to prove you have a license or anything to buy them. So I guess that's how it goes. I don't want to see it happen either. I like it out here. You know, everybody's cool. People treat each other with respect and, you know, try to help each other out and everything. But, you know, you're going to get the clowns in there. It doesn't matter if it's here, 2 meter, whatever. You're going to get the clowns.
Yeah, further on that, Sherman just texted me. He said, yeah, he's the only one I can talk to. He says it's Chad. He said, not the Chad, but a different Chad. And he says, yeah, and Chad 993. And then he said he talked to some guy named Kurt 9922 up there.
Roger that. I think I got 92. Greg is 92, Grand Blank. But there might be a Kurt 92. I don't have him on my list. Well, from what Sean told me at first, I thought they had them all shut down, you know, off. And I called Chad to tell him what was up. And Chad told me that he was, you know, after I talked to Chad, he told me he was keying the repeater.
You could tell he was keying up the repeater, so I told him, I said, well, key up and say something. Let me, you know, let me see if I can hear you here. And he keyed up, you know. And I said, okay, so what I'm figuring, they left the repeaters turned on so people who are able to least access them can talk to each other. But then I was saying that to somebody, Sean came out and said that they're all still linked together. They're just not linked to the ones down here. So there you go. Everybody up there can talk happily all they want. You know, it's that nobody's going to be able to make it down here.
Oh, yeah, he said something on there. I don't know who the guy was, but here, let me see if I get his text on here. Hold on. He said that there was a guy. It says, he says, yeah, somebody nice. I forget who the guy was, but whoever he was, he says he's going to try to talk to Sean, the repeater, the guy from the repeater, and see if he'll turn him back on eventually. I don't know.
202, can I get a break?
Go ahead, 202, you're loud and clear.
WSEU 202 to the home base, I'm on my way. Thanks, guys, for the break.
No problem, WSCHR 566.
Yeah, well, I hope Sean don't mind me telling you, but he told me, he told me that he could turn him back on right from where he's at if he wanted to. But he said the operators up there who run him might not like that, might get mad at him. So I guess until further notice from them, he's not going to do it. So there you go.
Yeah, right. I think Sean works for the county, doesn't he?
I don't know if he does. I don't know him that well. All I know is he runs the repeaters. But I don't know any of that.
Yeah, 10-4. I don't want to say too much either on the radio, if you know what I mean. So.
Roger, I understand that. Yeah, but if I knew, I would say so. I didn't think he would mind, but I don't know nothing. All I know is he runs the repeaters, and I believe that's about it. So, you know, we ain't never really sat out there and, you know, chewed the rag, as you say, or rag to or whatever there, Roger.
Oh, yeah, Roger, that. So. Yep.
All that aside, how's your weekend going?
Yeah, I've been listening to my scanner more than I usually do.
Anything exciting?
Not really. I went to church today and I put St. Clair County on. I didn't get nothing on there. And then this morning I had Warren on there. I get them. They had mostly medicals. They had the day before, they had a house fire. And I get, you know, and sometimes you get some good stuff, and other times I haven't. He's got Oakland County on there. I might put them on today and listen to them and see what's going on up there. But like I told you, I mostly listen DFD most of the time.
Yeah, Roger, that. Yeah, I know you're a volunteer firefighter or something. Are you listening to them with actual scanners, or are you doing it through the internet, like through your phone?
No, if you got time, go online and look up Unication G4 or G5, and that's the radio that me and what's not a radio, it's a pager scanner, and that's the one me and me and Sherman, they're quite a bit of money. They're like around $500-$600, but I mean, I like them, and I figured they're real good ones. So I mean, they come in real good. The only thing it doesn't have is the mic on it to talk to them, which you can't. But yeah, if you get a chance, look them up, or go to where I bought it from. Go to Ray's Pagers and go on there, and they're on there.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. Jesus Christ, $726.75. There's one here for 631. Oh no, that's a G2. Yeah, the G5s are all 726. Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, pretty neat looking little handheld though, but I don't know, a little too rich for my blood, they're okay.
Oh yeah, I know that. I got the G4. The G4 is only the 700 to 800 megahertz, and then the G5 does UHF and VHF and 700 to 800, but you gotta pick, there's like four different ones that you can pick for megahertz. It might go from like 145 to like 300 megahertz, and another one is, and so on and so on. But that's the one, Sherman's got the 5 and I got the 4. Yeah, there's some money, but I saved up some money, so I decided, I've been wanting to get one, so I finally got it, so.
Yeah, Roger, I'm looking at the G4s right now, too. $631. Wow. Some things, those are just receivers, though, ain't they? Enhancement, do they?
No, they just receive. And it can be a pager, too. Like, if he wanted it to, that guy that programmed it for me, he could program it where it would go off, like, when my department gets a call. Because I'm part-time. I'm not a volunteer. So he could set it for, actually, I think he could set it for any department to go off. But I don't want that. I just listen to the, and there's zones. There's, like, zone 1, zone 2, zone 3, and so on and so on. So, yeah, I got the, oh, yeah, I was going to tell you, too, I got a channel on there that's open, so no matter where I go in the state, I can hear, like, let's say I go up to Tuscola, I'll be able to hear them. If I go up the Upper Peninsula, I'll be able to hear police and fire up there anywhere in the state.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. That's pretty cool. Excuse me. How easy are they to program?
They're a pain in the butt. You gotta go, what you gotta do is you gotta go to Unications webpage, and there's a download, you go in there and do it. And then my buddy, what he does, he goes, you probably heard it, Radio Reference, and you go in there, you gotta pay for it, though. It's like, for the year, I don't know if it's $30 or whatever it is, and you can go in there, and you can download that stuff into your radio. So let's say you wanted to go up, to get in there and get one, he'll go in there and pick one, and then he'll program it over to one of them zones. That's how it works. Same way, I think it's the same way they do the scanners now, too.
Yeah, Roger that. I never dealt with programming a scanner through software before. I once had a scanner here. I loaned it to my nephew last year, and somehow it disappeared. But it was only like four or five years old, and a buddy of mine gave it to me. And I even downloaded the book to it. And I started to try to program, and I gave up, man. It was like, this is not me. But it had a... But there was frequencies I wanted to program into it. But, wow, man, I gave up. I just said, the hell with it. I can't do it. I let my nephew take it and said he could program it and mess around with it. I didn't care. And he lost it.
Yeah, I have a laugh. I'll go on Marketplace once in a while, and these guys are selling these scanners that don't even work anymore, like for $20 or $30, and it's like, why are you even selling them for? They don't work no more. You're selling them to somebody. You're actually scamming people.
Yeah, I know. I see that too on there. I don't know. a couple years ago, before I got the scanner I was talking about, I bought a brand new unit then, but it only goes up to 510 megahertz. I knew it. I wanted to get one so I could program it to listen to GMRS and 2 meter and 440. And I have those programmed into it, plus the air band, a bunch of aircraft frequencies and stuff. That's all I wanted. I knew, you know, I knew it wasn't going to go up to, you know, digital, wherever they're at now, 900, 1,000 megs, or wherever they're at up there. But I got it. It's easy to program, too. That's the thing. Them low band old scanners, program them, man. They're easy to program compared to the new stuff. You have to be a rocket scientist to program one of those there, okay?
Oh, yeah, Furman, that's why Sherman told me to get this radio, because you can go, they have the frequency channel, and I forget the other ones, but you can program the police, and not police no more, but like fire, because the county still uses a little bit of VH and UHF and a couple, he gave me a bunch of them, but yeah, I got the, I get the control tower from Selfridge on there, and I get Richmond fire on there, and I got the county fire on there. But there were some other ones that I got Channel at County on there, but I can't get them. But I figure, like, when I go up in that area, when I go camping, I figure, you know, I have them in there, then I can bring the radio with me. So this is actually a scanner, too, but like you said, it don't go up to, you know, the 800 or 700. So it's just UHF or UHF or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, most of them scanners like that, they all go up to 512 megs. That's their limit. Or 520, I'm sorry, 520. Some are, yeah, 520. But I didn't know Fanlac was still down in the low band. I thought Fanlac was up there with Huron and everything. I don't know if Huron County's digital now or not. I know when I left out of there, they were up at 800 megahertz. They used to be down in 150 or something, and they used to work really good. Fire department was around there and everything. Everything worked good. And then when I found out they were going to go up to 800 megahertz, I told a lot of people, I said, it's not going to work, man. There's way too many pine trees around here, too much rural area. You know, all the pine trees and dead spots and everything's not going to work. And I was right. When they had it installed, they were having problems left and right, trying to talk to the fire truck and trying to talk to their cars. And they tried to blame EF Johnson, the company that installed it. And EF Johnson said they told them, too, that it wasn't a smart idea with all the trees and everything around and stuff. They're okay.
Yeah, that's front of. Sanilac County Fire used to be 4200, and then now they're still at it's 151010, and I guess I don't know if it's somebody in Sanilac County though don't want to go to the 800 system, the digital, which would be better anyways. But yeah, I know Sherman told me, I think Tuscola County, Lapeer, I don't know, I'm not sure, but I think Huron County is digital too, but. Yeah, so yeah, like I said, they're still on the, what is that, the VHF UH band up there?
Yeah, Roger. Well, I thought that when I was living up there in Huron County, went up to 800, I thought Sanilac County did too. I don't, either I, you know, I knew about it or I don't know because my brain ain't with me. Yeah, but like, you know, you said they're down at 150 or whatever. When I first moved up to the Thumb, when I first moved up there, Huron County was on 37 megahertz, was at 37 or 38 megahertz. And then after a couple of years, they moved it up to 150, 157 something. And they worked great. It worked. Their system worked great. They were able to talk to cars, you know, car to car, and dispatch to car and everything, man. And then when they moved it up to 800, that's when things went to hell. But I guess they got it all straightened out now. For all I know, they're digital now. But I didn't know that Sanilac County was still down in the low band. It's a bummer. I wish I could pick them up.
Yeah, me too, because Sherman told me to put the 770, I think it's the 771 antenna on, and he says if the skip is right, you might get them. Well, I put it on there and didn't get nothing. But I forgot to tell you, Dave, on your phone, I know you have a phone. You go on here to your app thing and put in a police scanner, it's called, and you can go in there and you can listen to all them in there. But, I mean, you can only listen to one at a time. So, like, if you go in there, it'll have, like, Santa La Clown, you click it, and there's a website that keeps that thing going, and it'll sound like they're right there with you. So you can listen to anybody in Michigan. Warren, you can listen to Warren, any of them. I think when I paid for it, it was only like a couple of bucks.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I got something in my phone that I can listen to Warren and I can't remember the name of it offhand. It's free. But then I come to find out some of that stuff's delayed, and I don't know, some other stuff, but it's not in real time, in other words. What the hell's the name of it? Man, I used to know the name of it. I used to be able to spit it out. Now I forgot the name of it. It's just a free app. You just put it in there. You go to state, you click in Michigan, then you go county, you say Santa Lac, and then you hit it, or if I want, or city even. I got Warren in there, and I used to listen to it, but then I found out it's not real time or anything, so I really don't bother with it now.
Yeah, the one that I got is called Police Scanner, and then the other one Dave gave me, it's called OpenMHZ, and you go in there, and you look up the county or whatever, and it plays. Well, I even got stuff in here that's from, let me see, the State Police, Inkster, Warren, there's a bunch of them, and I think these are like, they come in like, not like you were saying, where they're delayed. These aren't delayed. I even got the Coast Guard on here. It's pretty cool, and it's free. So maybe you want to look up that one. Like I said, it's called, let me see here again. Let me look at my app. It's, hold on a minute. It's called OpenMHZ.
Yeah, Roger, Dan. My Baofeng, my handheld, I have some ship-to-shore frequencies in it, plus the Coast Guard. I don't have them, oh no, they'll transmit, that's right, they will transmit on them, but I didn't put them into the transmit, but I like to, during the summer, I like to scan that part of my handheld and listen to the boaters talk to each other and, you know, in case something goes down with the Coast Guard, too, because I don't know the frequency off the top of my head, but I know Coast Guard's still on 16 and 22. And I have both of them in there, so if I want to listen to them, I just turn on the dial thing there, okay?
Yeah, turn over on it. Yeah, Sherman told me I can even listen to the trains. I got the train, the Grand Trunk train or the CN train comes right by my house there. It's like not even a mile down the road from me. And he told me I could put them in and listen to them, too, if I wanted to. He said one day when I see him again, he was going to go through this radio and give me some different frequencies that he has.
Hey, Roger that. Now, there's a thought, because I could try listening to some trains. I have the ship to shore along with the Coast Guard channels and everything programmed in my scanner, too. You know, so I have the air band programmed into it. I have a bunch of air active frequencies. But the air band's boring. I can't understand half the stuff they're saying. You know, it's jets up there in the, you know, coming in the Detroit airport and stuff. And I can't understand what they're all saying. You know, it's all just, they're throwing out a bunch of numbers and everything. So I got bored with that. You know, but I forgot all about the trains. That might be fun to listen to.
Yeah, if I get them from Sherman, or if you can talk to him again on the radio or text him, ask him, he'll give them to you and you can put them in your radio. I was thinking about doing that too. That'd be cool. But yeah, I get the control tower in here, but you're telling planes the land and where to land, but they're not saying what kind of plane they are, so you don't really know what's coming in there, you know. But it's interesting too.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I get confused on the military aircraft because the airband, I have a couple shortwave radios. I got a big collection of them. But I got a couple of them that also cover the airband. And there's supposed to be military aircraft within the AM aircraft band. There's some military, but there's also military bands up in other sections of the shortwave band, and I'd like to find them and monitor them, but the thing is I'd probably be just as bored with that, because like you said, you know, all you hear is just telling them where to land, then they, you know, the AA-128 35,000 feet, and that's it, you know, and it's like, you know, I want to hear, Mayday, Mayday, man, we're full throttle to the ground.
Yeah, firmer on that. One reason I like having it, too, is when they have the air shows over here at Southridge, you'll be able to hear the demonstration, you know, planes go up and stuff and hear them talk, and that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, things like that I'd like to listen to. You know, but like I said, I tried to get into listening to the air band, but it's boring. I don't know. It's just me. But if I could hear plane to plane, talking plane to plane, or plane to tower, I mean, conversation-wise, yeah, then it'd be interesting to listen to. But just listening to them throwing out a bunch of numbers and how high they are and clear for landing, that's all I hear, you know.
Yeah, that's about what I get, too. And only time that I'll hear, like, if a plane's coming in, like, with hot brakes or something like that, I didn't tell you, my buddy programmed Selfish Crash Fire Rescue on there, and I know I'll hear it on there because they communicate with the tower. So I haven't listened to them that much, but, yeah, you'll hear, like, when a plane's coming in with an emergency and stuff.
Yeah, I could probably put up with listening to that. I like listening to things, monitoring things like that. But like I said, you know, the all I get out of the airband is boredom. But if I was able to maybe, I don't have every frequency in there though either. I only search the airband with my, it's got a button I can push and it'll go through the whole airband. And then I saved up all the frequencies it locked up on, and put them in one of the banks, so it only searches the frequencies that I found active. I'm sure there's a whole lot more on there that are active that I missed. You know, it's just a... But, if, you know, like you said, if it was something like that, I could get into listening to the air band there, okay?
Yeah, for a day, Dad, I was going to ask you, do you have that chirp software that comes with the, well, not the chirp, I mean, do you do that chirp software that you can program to bail things? Because my bail thing didn't come with the cord, but somebody was telling me that you can get that cord, and it, I think it's free. You go on there and do it. It's the chirp, and you can program the different channels in your radio. Can you program them, too, or just the GMRS frequencies?
Oh, no, chirp's a wonderful thing. I have chirp on my computer. It's a beautiful thing. The cable is $7 at Amazon. The Baofeng cable. There's more expensive ones out there, but don't bother. Just get the Baofeng one. It works. And you just download Chirp, and after a couple minutes screwing around with it, having somebody walk you through like about a minute of it or something, you'll. Most foul things work with Chirp there, okay?
Oh, yeah, firmly on that. The only thing is I don't have a computer here at the house. So I would have to go to somebody that that one of my friends or something has a computer or something.
Yeah, Roger, I found the same with the DB20 software. It's a nice, once you figure out, it only takes you a few minutes too with the DB20 software. You'd be like, oh wow, you know, and then you can do a lot of stuff with that too. But yeah, you'd have to have a computer, and it'd have to have Windows 10 or newer. It won't, anything under Windows 10, which would be Windows 7. Chirping DB20 software won't work on.
Yeah, that's in front of me and my wife. We did have a computer, but it aged out. It wouldn't work anymore, but we were talking about eventually getting maybe a laptop, you know what I'm saying? They're good to have. And then I could just do it that way.
Yeah, well, like I said, a programming table, I had to buy one. It was $7 at Amazon. $7, and that's a Baofeng programming table. It does work. When I got my Baofeng, we were trying to program it through the menu and all this other stuff, and it's a pain in the butt, man, a real pain in the butt. And everybody kept telling me about this chirp. And I'm thinking, man, you know, I don't know if I can program from the computer, you know, this and that. But I downloaded chirp. And I think Jack, 488, walked me through a couple things. And then next thing you know, I was like, oh, I get it, and this and that, and that, and this, and oh, wow, man, this is cool, you know, because I could just put everything in at once and then click on upload to the radio, and bang, man, it puts it all in the radio. But yeah, you can program, like my UZ5R here. You know, if I want to put 2 meter repeaters and frequencies in, I can. It'll let me. But mine just have GM. I just have GMRSs in mine. I don't have no access to 2 meters on mine. I left that all out.
Yeah, that's affirmative. I'm thinking about getting another GMRS radio, a little bit of a better one. So, do you recommend any GMRS radios that a little bit better than this one? I mean, this one works still pretty good too. I might just be throwing my money away too, but I know you know a lot about them, so I figured I'd ask you.
Well, after all this experience with my Baofeng, it's what I started in GMRS with too. I can recommend wholeheartedly the UV5RM dual band. It's a great radio, works good, it puts out, it says 10 watts. I bought a watt meter for up here, and I ran it through the watt meter, and I got about 9.7 on the high side, 10 on the medium side. No, wait, what am I thinking? 9.7 on the high side, 5 on the medium side, and 1.5 on the low side. But I've dropped it a couple times, and I had it out in the back porch not too long ago, and all of a sudden out of nowhere this heavy rain just come flying in sideways. I mean heavy rain. It flooded the hell out of it before I could get it and get it in the house and everything. And the thing still works great, man. So that's my recommendation, UV5RM.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. If you buy it from Baofeng, it's like $30 and it's 10 watt, is that the one?
Yeah, Roger, that. Mine was advertised as 10 watt, too, but I thought in my head, I bet you don't do 10. All right, 9.4, that's for the extra couple milliwatts to make it to 10, don't make it no difference in distance anyway. But what is that, $30 for one?
Yeah, it's on Baofeng site though. Wait a minute here. They got two of them on here. It says UVRM5RM Plus, GPS, 10 watt multiband, $45. And then they got the other one. It's a UVRM Plus, same thing, and it's multiband, it's $30. So I don't know if these are the same or different.
Roger. I'm not sure about the UV5RM Plus. I think it's probably the same radio. I mean, the radio comes with one, you hit one of the buttons and you got the weather frequencies pop in, you know, and there's a button on the side that you hit and it'll play FM radio. You know, use your channel up and down buttons to tune the stations. And other things, man, it scans, it does everything. But not a pair. If you look on Amazon, you could probably find a pair of them for around $30, okay?
Oh, yeah, 10-4, I got the one that I'm talking with is the 5RX. Sherman's got the same one. It does that, too. I can get the aircraft frequencies on here. Like you said, the AM and FM radio and so on.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, if I got it right on mine, if I want to go to the aircraft band, I gotta program it in. I gotta put the frequency in, but it automatically goes to AM too, because the aircraft band is in AM modulation mode. With the rest of it, you know, the GMRS and 2 meter and everything is FM. But if you go down, if you start typing in any frequency within the AM broadcast, I mean the AM aircraft band spread, it'll go automatically to AM there, okay?
Yeah, that's front of. I'm looking at one here. It says, it doesn't say UV, but it says 5RM, 2275.
Yeah, the tariffs must might be because of the tariffs now. They were cheaper than that. I got just a month ago or so, I ordered another pair of UV5RMs. I took them out of the box, put the batteries on them, programmed them from my turf, took the batteries back off, put them back in their packages, put them back in the box, and the box is over, stashed away here. I got an extra pair of UV5RM, same exact radios I got here. And I think I paid around $30 for them. That's what it was. It was 29 something.
Yeah, I'm looking at one here, Baofeng UV5RM 10 watt radio, tactical antenna for $40. That's still not too bad either.
Yeah. Because the Baofeng UV5RM that I started with that I have here in front of me, I bought a pair of them, and me and my friend wanted to get into the GMRS together, and I owed him a few beans, so I gave him one of them. But these ones here that I'm talking about just now, the ones I started with, they came with three antennas and hand mics and stuff. And the ones that I bought just recently, they don't come with hand mics, but they come with the tactical antennas. Jesus Christ, some things are ugly. It's they're tall. They're way taller than the. They're pretty tall, and they're so tall that the radio won't stand up on its own no more. They're like a tape measure. They're made. They look like somebody made one out of a tape measure. They're okay.
Yeah, Fernando, this one here comes with I think the 771 antenna, and then this one antenna they got under, it's like folded, and then you screw it in it at the top there, it's like folded, and then you can let it out and it'll go up, and then they got the chirp thing to do the chirp, and then it's got one of those ones you can put in the air and talk on it. They don't have a walkie-talkie. I bought a walkie-talkie for mine. This, the one that I got from Baofeng is almost like the ones that the policemen have, and it works pretty good. Matter of fact, it's got a couple minutes. I'm gonna hook it up on my radio and see how it sounds.
Yeah, Roger. That's the same with my new ones. They didn't come with the hand mics, but they came with that earpiece with the boom microphone that goes in front of your mouth and stuff. I don't like those. Yeah, and the tactical and I got a pair of tactical antennas. You can fold them down and everything. They're like a tape measure. They're made out of the same. They look just like somebody took a tape measure and painted it black. You can fold them down, you can roll them, you can, you know, fold them in. I haven't tried them yet, so go ahead, man. I'll stand by.
Okay, I'm talking to you on my mic. How does it sound?
Not as good as your other one. I mean, yeah, no problem hearing you and stuff, but it's a little bit nasally.
Yeah, that's the phone, though. I thought I bought the better one, because I know they got a one there that's like real thin. This one here is pretty thick. And I talked to Sherman the one day on it, and it worked pretty good, he said.
Yeah, Roger. Well, it's working, you know, that's, yeah, it's no problem hearing you and stuff. It's just, it don't sound, you know, I'm giving you my honest opinion. It don't sound as good as your other one, the one you were just on. It sounds a little bit nasally, if I could use that to describe it. It's got a little bit of nasally to it, but it's no problem hearing you.
I was just talking to you on the radio itself, no mic before. I was just talking to an actual radio. I just wanted to see how this thing works.
Was you talking to me on a hand mic?
Yeah, right now I'm talking to you on a hand mic. Yeah, but before I was just talking to you with just the radio itself. No hand mic.
All right, because, you know, that's weird, because that's what I hear. I hear people saying that the hand mic on them sound nasally. My hand mic, according to the people out here, sounds better than the microphone in the radio. Jack one day asked me if I had a, when I was still on the file thing before I got my DB, I was talking to Jack and he told me, you got a hand mic with that? And I said, yeah. And he said, plug the hand mic in, let's hear what it sounds like. So I plugged the hand mic in and he told me, he says, you sound better on the hand mic than you do on the internal mic, sounds good. And then I think yesterday, or day before yesterday, I was talking on my bow thing just because I wanted to. And I had the hand mic plugged in, and I think Sherman and them told me I sounded really good on it.
Well, I'm outside right now. It might sound better outside.
No, you don't have to go outside or do anything. There was nothing wrong with your signal. And like I said, you're easy to read and everything. It sounds okay. It's just, when I said it sounds nasally, it's not nasally. It's got a slight nasally sound to it, just a slight. But other than that, it works. I mean, I could sit here and carry on a conversation with you, off, you know, with you on that AM mic there.
Yeah, that's affirmative.
And let me get back to you in a sec. I got a nature call. I'll get right back with you in a minute here. WSFZ 793, and I'll be back.
10-4-WSCI-847. WSCI-847. WIG-48, copy. WIG-48 clear. Station 218. Station 218. WIG-48, copy. WIG-48 clear.
Kevin, you still in there?
Yeah, that's part of. Did you hear 218 on there?
I thought when I left the room, I thought I heard Jack calling out, probably calling 218, that's who usually calls, and okay, what's this all about? Okay, I got company, I gotta get out for a bit, I got company pulling up, oh boy, there's more fun and adventure, so I'll catch you in a few.
Yeah, I gotta go get some gas for the vehicles anyway, talk to you later, Dave, I'll talk to you later. WSHR 566 clear.
Roger that, man. We'll talk to you later. No sweat. WSSE 793, and I'm out.
Yeah, station 556. WIUG48, copy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing today? You sounding good?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Just was talking to Dave a little bit there.
Yeah, do me a favor. When you guys talk that long talk, no problem at all. Just leave a little bit gap in case somebody wants to come and use the receiver. Roger?
Oh, yeah, I apologize on that, yeah. We were on there for a long time, yep, no problem.
And I thank you very much because you know how it is, you know, somebody wants to come in right away. I know you guys had one guy came in, you know what I mean? But a little bit more gas is better, you know. I really appreciate it. Roger?
Roger, no problem, 218, yep, no problem at all.
Are you on a handheld with the mic?
I was, but now I'm just talking on the radio now.
Yeah, those walkie-talkies with the mic is better. It sounds like to me, because I have about 3-4 of them, it sounds like giving more power out from the whole radio talk. That's what it sounds to me. Because I have the TYP-88, and I use the mic on it all the time.
Yeah, I went back to the radio, but let me put the mic back on here. Okay, I'm on my mic now. How do I sound?
You sound excellent. Better on the mic. The reason why I'm saying that, because the mic makes a difference between the radio and the mic. So the mic is a little bit more, you know, a little bit more, what do they call that? A little bit more powerful.
Oh, Colonel, that's good. I'm glad to know that. Yeah, I bought this Bale Fang one. It's almost like, I think, I don't know if you heard me talking to Dave, but this one's almost like the one that, like the police guys have, you know, on their belt there. They have them up there by their, up there by their neck area, up on top there by their chest. I think this one was only like $13.
Yeah, well, let's do it. That'll do it, really. Believe me, that'll do it. If you have those bullfing radios, it does a good job. Even if it's a different radio, it does a lot of good job, too. What's the name of that that mic?
This is Bale Fang on it. I can go on my Amazon account and look what the number is. I kind of looked on here and it just says it's waterproof. I looked for a number on it, but I don't see it.
I see. Well, it's not a number, it's just a name. So there's no name on it. That's okay, no name, no problem. But Retief's mic, I don't know if you ever heard of those Retief mics. They're good mics too. Roger?
Yeah, Bruno's on that. I was going to get that skinnier one, but I got the fatter one. And this one seems to probably be a little bit better than the skinnier ones. The skinnier ones look like they're a little bit cheaper.
Oh, you're doing good. You know what? You're doing good. Even your background, I can hear that. I can hear your background a little bit. I think your mom was, probably your mom was it. I can hear it really good.
That's a formula.
Hi, buddy. Good talking to you. Take care. WIUG 48.
Yeah, nice talking to you. Hope to talk to you again, 218-WSHR 566 Square.
This is WSDG 444. Can I get a radio check?
It's working. WSDG 347.
WSDG 444, thank you very much. Clear.
WSDI 847. WSDI 847. WIZ 48, copy. WSDI 847. WSDI 847. WIZ 48, copy. Is there any station out there out of Ohio? Is there any station out there out of Ohio? WIZ 48.
WRUG 488. WRWY 979.
Well, hello, Joe. How are you, sir? And how are you doing today?
Well, Jack, I'm not doing too bad. Hopefully you are doing good, too. I hear you hollering for Ohio. See if you can get anybody in Ohio. Is Michigan radio operators, are they chopped liver? Or what's the deal on that? Just teasing you.
They must have chopped something. Or liver, whatever you want to call it. You can call it. This is free. There's nobody out there at all. I have a few friends there in Ohio. I know them a long time ago, since 22. So I usually, there's a guy out, there's a good friend of mine. He's over about 30 miles from Cleveland. I always talk to him on the GMRS.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I had to come back to you. I didn't want to leave you hanging there with nobody in Ohio calling you. So I figured maybe second place Michigander would be okay or acceptable, right?
Yeah, there's some out there. And a lot, they're not out there. They're all on vacation. So they come back, might be Tuesday. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. Well, I'll let you go. I just want to say have a good rest of the weekend if I don't get to talk to you on any of the frequencies. But I'll catch up to you one day. But you have a good day and good night and good days to come, and enjoy the next few days especially. Weather's getting warmer. We're actually feeling like spring and summer. How about that? So WRWY 979 going to be listening out after you.
All right, Joey, good to hear from you, really. Honestly, good to hear from you all the time. You take care and you have a good day. By the way, is there any net going out tonight, HP?
Well, Jack, I didn't catch that. Is anybody something? I didn't hear the question. Back to you.
Is the Hazel Park net tonight, too? Or not tonight?
Yeah, that is true. Tonight, Sunday nights, the net is at 9. The pre-net, the round table, is at 8. Roger.
Good. So they have one tonight. All right, Joe. Thank you very much. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG, Plate 8.
Yeah, Jack, well, you take care. It's nice talking to you. And don't forget my motto, stay out of trouble or don't get caught, one of the two. So, WRWI, 979 clear.
Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902. 973, you out there? Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902. Sir Dave. 973, you out there? Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902. No copy on 973. 902. Monitoring.
WSIG, I'm sorry, 839. WSCP 257, monitoring.
Yeah, Foxtrot 902. Looking for 973. 973. Sir Dave. You out there? Whiskey Sam. Foxtrot 902. 973. You out there? No response from 973. 902. Monitoring.
WRGX 218, monitoring.
WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WIUG, play it in, copy. One more time. WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WIUG, play it in, copy. WIUG, play it in, clear.
WRUG 488, WRTX 957.
He was out here about half hour ago.
Yeah, okay. You see where he's going?
He called you and I haven't heard anything since.
I don't know. I thought I heard Jack. Jack, is that you out there? WRUG 488, WRTX 957. Jack, are you out there?
Roger. No luck, Eric.
Well, hey, Sean, how's it going? Yeah, I heard he was over in West Bloomfield, probably at his sister's house, mowing the lawn or something. So I figured he usually comes home around 9 o'clock, so I've been kind of listening for him for the last hour and a half or so. But nothing heard. I don't know. He must have got tired and went home and went to bed.
I thought I heard him about an hour ago. Called somebody a couple of times, and that was it.
Yeah, I must have been out in the garage. I must have missed him, but... Yep. Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe he'll get out there later. Maybe he's taking a nap. Who knows? But, anyhow, what's going on with you? I'm just... taking it easy. I don't know if you know, if I told you, but June 4th I'm going in for surgery. So kind of not looking forward to it, but in a way I'm kind of want to hurry up and get it over with. I can not be in pain all the time.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, is it for the back? So I'm thinking it is. Well, yeah, you know, there's always risk, but the last several people I know that went in and got that were having the kind of problems you were having really made a difference in their life, really worked. So I assume the same will happen. So, good deal. To get the, I sent you a listing over on Facebook. Something you might find interesting.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe how popular those old all-in-one stereos are. I sent you that one as a joke, that realistic Sinfonette. And there's another one, too. I forgot what it was called, but I didn't send that one to you. That was really bad. But, yeah, I'll take a look at it.
Well, this ain't one of those. This is something else that we've talked about quite a bit. And, you probably recognize the name. Somebody's got one of their collection. You've probably even seen it multiple times over the years. It's now for sale.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll have to check that out. Now, is it a Facebook link to my Telegram, or actually on Facebook, because I don't really check Facebook that often at all. But I don't see anything here on Telegram. Must be on Facebook.
I was going to send a Telegram, but it's a Facebook marketplace link, so I figured I'd send it on Facebook. Cut out the middleman.
Okay, now I'm curious. I'll be right back. WRTX 957.
WRUU
50. WSIE 375 monitoring.